Our guest at the cafe this morning is Steve Killian, superintendent of Cooper Lake State Parks. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
A man who likes his coffee. You're my kind of guy.
Well, this is the Blacklands Cafe, right? you guys have awesome coffee.
Gotta have your coffee. Just real quickly, since the last time we talked, Proposition 5 on the constitutional amendments election passed, which is going to send sporting goods tax sales taxes to the state parks. So I would think you're pretty pleased about that.
We are really excited about that. 88% of Texans who voted in favor of this proposition to protect our state parks for mm-hmm. present and future generations of Texans to love and enjoy. So at Cooper Lake State Park, there can be a lot of really good things happening. One thing that I can see on the horizon, the near horizon, is that we have a large pier that was damaged a yep. few years ago by a flood. Now with this dedicated money, this wonderful pier can be replaced.
Yeah, so that's a good thing all the way around. I think so.
And we have probably about five state parks that were in various stages of development. Those can now be fast tracked.
Yeah.
So it's all good for Texans who love the great outdoors.
Great. All right. So let's talk about some of the things going on at the park. I saw, and this is a great idea. I thought you all are promoting the idea of making reservations at the park for Thanksgiving weekend. You say that's nothing new. That's very popular.
In this part of Texas, Thanksgiving, if the weather's nice, we will be booked the entire period. So yes, if you're thinking about camping at a Texas state park, specifically Cooper Lake, make reservations uh-huh. because the sites are limited.
Yeah, that would be a great way to celebrate Thanksgiving out at the park and in one of those cabins. I think that's fantastic. Some beautiful photos of the fall foliage at the
yes.
park on your Facebook
yes,
page.
Yes, last week before the big freezes, they were outstanding. They were beautiful. Even now, after the freezes, we still have some reds, some oranges yeah. left. But we are beginning to lose some of the leaves yeah. now.
So get out there quickly.
Get out there quickly,
if you're going to enjoy that. We're talking with Steve Killian, and Steve is a superintendent of both Cooper Lake State Parks at South Sulphur and Doctors Creek. So we were talking about Thanksgiving, and you all are having a turkey trot, I guess it's a 5K on the day after Thanksgiving.
Well, maybe not quite a 5K because I'm leading the charge on that. The whole idea is to get people out and get people active in the outdoors. So I'm going to take people visitors on about a 3-mile walk around the park, because studies have shown that individuals who exercise in the outdoors, recreate in the outdoors, they're just healthier, happier, better rounded people. And we want to get this exercise in the great outdoors part of their routine, hence the turkey trot.
So if you want to jog or run, I guess you could. But otherwise, if you want to just walk, that's okay, too.
Because I might have a few stories to tell along the way.
Gotcha.
You know, hopefully we can get your heart rate up. But it's going to be a nice afternoon.
More of a turkey walk then.
Maybe a turkey walk.
3 p.m. Friday, November 29th. We're talking with Steve Killian, superintendent of Cooper Lake State Parks. So in the remaining time, let's talk about some things coming up this weekend. And Friday evening at 9 p.m., and this is at South Sulphur, you're having campfire stories.
Campfire stories. Campfires are magical. I was around a campfire last night with friends, and time just seemed to stop. Conversation, good food, and I'm going to coin that, you know, campfire time. When you're on campfire time, nothing else out in the world really matters. So our interpreter will talk to you guys, tell you stories around the campfire. Campfires are magical. We have campfires embedded in our DNA because only recently did humans not end the day with a campfire and not begin the day with a campfire.
Wow.
So campfires are part of our DNA. So what better place to experience that? Cooper Lake State Park.
Great. That's 9 p.m. Friday night at South Sulphur. And then on Saturday, and this is at 10 o'clock at South Sulphur and at 2 o'clock at Doctors Creek, Hike with a homeless dog.
Texas State Parks are great places for your pet animals to hike with you along the trail. And we have partnered here at Cooper Lake State Park and many other state parks with animal shelters. And the animal shelters will bring out dogs that can be adopted. And then we'll match the visitor with a homeless dog, a shelter animal. And hopefully they'll bond and then they'll be able to take that pet, that animal, that dog back into their family. And I've actually seen multiple occasions where these animals have been adopted.
Sure.
So that's going to be fun.
You may have competition for the dog.
You may.
You know, okay. You may be people trying to win the dog over. So it's 10 o'clock Saturday morning at South Sulphur and 2 p.m. at Doctors Creek. And then we're almost out of time, but I want you to tell me, I'll let you explain this Sunday at 3 p.m. at South Sulphur, the Scoop on Poop.
Scoop on Poop. That's a fun one, right? So our ranger, Bianca, will take you on a journey through scat. Uh-huh. So various animals have different scat, yeah. And then you can actually look at population health and densities based on scat. What was that animal? And then the entire life history of the animal. Bianca, our interpretive ranger, will talk to you guys about that. So it's a play on words. It's fun. But the bottom line, we're going to teach you about the animals that are found at Cooper Lake State Park.
So it's a great way to learn and a great way to see the park.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
All right, great. Steve, lots going on. Thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Always fine.
Steve Kelly, and Superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.